Welcome to the Unburden Your Business podcast, where we talk about everything business while giving you tactical tips, tricks, and tools to help you be intentional, create strategies, and take immediate action so that you too can have a life of time and financial freedom. I'm your host, Cassidy Arbelli, and I am so happy that you're here. Let's get to today's episode. I am really excited about this month on the Unburden Your Business podcast because we are going to be talking about all things CEO. And today we are starting on how to check the pulse in your business. If you've been listening to this podcast from the beginning, we had a similar episode almost a year ago, but I thought it was really important that we talked about this again in a little bit more of a condensed version for those of you who either need a reminder or who just started listening to the podcast not too long ago and maybe didn't make it to some past episodes. So the whole idea of checking the pulse in your business is about really taking the time to make some observations and spend some time shadowing the things that are happening in your business. And why this is so important is because sometimes we get so wound up in the whirlwind of our everyday in our business, and we're working in our business as alongside some of our employees until we are able to really get to the scalability that we can work on our business. And you've probably heard that quite a bit. But one of the best ways to do this and to check the pulse of your business is to take some time to really observe what's going on and step away from the things that you do every single day. So one way that I started doing this way back when, even before I was a business owner, when I was in management or when I was a school director for a post-secondary school, actually, is I would take some time, depending on the different departments and depending on the different things I was doing and that I had to manage, was to take time to sit with people who are managing departments or doing certain jobs. And I would schedule time that was best fit for them and best fit for me to really shadow what they were doing. And this was more about being able to take some notes, see what's going on, look for coaching moments, see any gaps, try to see some of the things that we could automate, could outsource, could have done more efficiently. How much time are they taking on things? What is happening in the day-to-day, in the everyday, over and over, that we could really check that the processes maybe we put in place are being done? What processes do we need to do? What further training do we need to be taking and or facilitating for the people that are working in our business, right? And it really gives you an insight into how things are flowing. So if you are in business already, and it's been a while since maybe you've set up systems or hired some new employees, or maybe you have some new employees that you would like to hire on soon, I encourage you to set time to sit and observe your business. Whether that's sitting in the lobby, the reception area, at your employee's desk, in an area where service or things are being done, or maybe if you're in an online business, or you know, you can think about how a consumer is going to be going through the flow of your website or your email process or your lead process or anything like that, and really test out all the business links and flows and things that you have. First, make sure that your team knows what you're doing, or it can be kind of awkward, right? So ensure that it's not during rush hour or a time that it's going to interfere when they really need to be focused. But the goal is to see if there's any gaps that may need improving with the overall health of your business. And that's why we call it checking the pulse of your business, because when you go to the doctor, the first thing they're going to do is check your vitals, right? They're going to check maybe your oxygen rate, your blood pressure, your heart rate. They're going to check your temperature, things like that, because those are huge vital signs to know if something is going on with you. Same thing we want to do for our business. We want to check the vitals of our business and the pulse of it every so often and recurringly. So when you have scheduled this time with your team, you're going to then create a new notebook, a new journal, a new document, what have you, and you're going to take all the notes and you're going to then read them and rewrite them to make sense of them and organize them in the way that makes sense and flows. So for example, just redo them in nice writing, maybe into categories, and use some sticky notes and tabs to be able to find the information that you need as you're going through all of this. And let me tell you, when I sat down with my team and said, hey, I'm going to be having some observation days and I'm going to be sitting with you and not necessarily needing you to entertain me or explain things to me unless I have questions, but I really just want to see how your day flows. What are some things that you are doing, some tasks that you're completing, how things are going, how long things are taking you, if there's ways that we can make this more efficient. And this is really about how do we start scaling our business? How do you make their job, their responsibilities, their job description, their position, or whatever, better for them first, and then the overall company. And that's really what this is about, right? So the more you work towards stepping away from working in your business, the more I recommend that you do this regularly. Go in and observe often. And I don't even mean necessarily tell the team every single time as you're doing this more often, but you know, they know when you might be having your ears perked up and listening when you're walking through the building. And this also ensures that the team is working on business systems as it's intended to be used, with consistency and efficiency. For example, if I notice that something is off, I can address it immediately so that it can be corrected and the team can reflect on the situation when it happens. And when you complete the shadow time on your business, or when you're really kind of just sitting and observing, make sure that you learn as much as you possibly can about what's happening and the challenges that you have and the branding that's going on and the systems that are being used and any wins that also your team is having or things they're doing well that you can then go back and reward them and tell them, hey, I'm so happy of the way you handle this, or you're doing such a good job in this area and I think you really need to get recognized for this. So quickly to recap, because that might felt like a lot or maybe you didn't quite understand, but I want to make sure that I'm giving you the tools to get yourself out of overwhelm than to get you maybe more exhausted or overwhelmed even more, right? So one, I want you to schedule time and let your team know what the plan and purpose is of you shadowing and or spending some time at their desk, in their office, things like that. Then sit and reflect on the notes that you've taken and reorganize your notes so that they are pretty, they're categorized, and they make sense, especially the things that you need to maybe make some adjustments on or take action on or to reorganize and create process flows, different things like that. Number four, pick the thing that is going to be urgent, needle moving, and that could solve some of the biggest issues that you notice. Don't worry about the long list to do that you just created, but really thinking about what is something that's hyper important, that's urgent. What are things that are really about producing income into your business and adjusting that revenue so that it keeps growing and that can solve some of the biggest issues or hurdles that you find in your business. And then start making a plan to execute on those things that need to be done and how you will go about doing that. Don't forget to use your team. Don't forget to recognize them for the wins, and don't be afraid to correct them on things that can be corrected. This is when you can really think about what things can you maybe delete if the processes are a little bit too long, or things that don't necessarily need to be done and you can eliminate some things. How can you delegate some things? Do you need to hire more people? Do you need to have somebody become more efficient in their position so that they can take on more because they should have the capacity to do something faster or better? Can you automate some of these things? Can you outsource some of these things? This is the best time for you to really take a look at this. Now, I used to do this on a monthly basis, and as I got a better grip on the things that were going on, I now do this quarterly. And honestly, in the last 2 years, I've only done it annually. So I just want you to know this is not something you're always going to have to do. This is also something that with time and as you scale, you can have a manager or a department head of a particular department do these things and then report back to you on what needs to be done, and you guys can work through that. So it's so important to spend some time checking the vitals of your business and really understand the pulse and what is happening so that you can make adjustments and continue to scale and continue to make everything more efficient for you so you can step away and start working on your business and not working so much in your business.
I'm so excited to announce our first annual Female Insurance Agency Owners Retreat happening March 25th through the 27th in 2022. A weekend dedicated to relaxation, reflection, and connection. Get in the room with other like-minded women in the insurance industry while making the time to get in alignment, learn from the best, and truly have an epic experience that is going to be life-changing. Check the link in the show notes for more information. Space is limited.